This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The number of the day today is 37. That's in percent. You put a negative sign in front of it, as in down 37%. And that's the year-over-year reading on existing home sales out today from the National Association of Realtors. Month to month, sales were down just a tad, but it was the 12th straight month of declines, which does add up. Home prices are still going up, though more slowly than they were. And mortgage rates are still high as well. The tea leaves on the traditionally busy spring house buying and selling season are what Marketplace's Samantha Fields is going to read for us right now.
The housing market always cools in the winter. Lawrence Yoon, chief economist at the National Association of Realtors, says the drop in home sales from December to January this year was actually modest, less than 1%.
Possibly suggesting that the bottoming in home sales may be occurring either now or very soon.
Prices aren't dropping yet, not nationally anyway, but they're not rising that much anymore either.
Which implies that essentially half the country is experiencing some modest price decline, while other half of the country is continuing to see some modest price increases.
Home prices are still increasing in the Midwest and the South. They're staying steady in the Northeast and dropping in the West.
We're at a very interesting point in the U.S. housing market where many people feel like 2023 could really go either way.
Igor Popov, chief economist at Apartment List, says the combination of higher home prices and higher mortgage rates has made it tough for buyers and sellers.
Many sellers, potential sellers, have a bit of a golden handcuffs problem where even if they might want to move this year, they may have locked in a 3% mortgage rate, and getting that same home or a better home at a 6+% mortgage rate just may not be feasible at all.
That's one big reason inventory is still low. It is creeping up a little, though.
The housing market is a lot less competitive right now.
Daryl Fairweather, chief economist at Redfin, says that's the good news for people who are committed to buying right now.
If you can get past the hurdle of qualifying for a loan, you're going to be more likely to get your offer accepted. You're not going to face competition, most likely.
If you can find a home you can afford. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.